Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about communities and we're talking about safety in communities. And when we talk about communities now, we're also talking about online communities as well, where a lot of us are doing a lot of interaction and socializing in the virtual space, in the social media space. Even though there are some differences in how we interact, the benefits of connecting with people as well as the risks to safety are actually very, very similar. And a lot of the studies show that it doesn't matter whether we're interacting with people out here in the quote unquote real world or online, the benefits as well as the risks of those kind of interactions are about the same. When it comes to interacting in community, there's also aspects of physical property safety and child safety issues. Incidentally, when it comes to child safety issues, there's very little evidence to suggest that the world is actually a less safe place than it was previously. In fact, there's some evidence that suggests that it's actually safer. But what happens is we actually get more and more information nowadays, and this increases our anxiety about the risk. And it makes sometimes the world seem more unsafe than it actually is. And it's really, really important that all of us in the community take some onus and initiative to make the world a safer place for the people in it. What works against us is something called the bystander effect, which very generally but basically means that even in a crowded city street situation, the social responsibility of doing something if we see an issue occur actually gets watered down by the amount of people that are around. And they've done a lot of studies on this and found that the more crowded the situation, the less likely each individual in that situation is likely to pick up the reins and actually take the steps to try and do something to change the scenario. And that's because that responsibility, the social responsibility, the sense that I have to do something to intervene here gets watered down, and everybody in the crowd thinks that someone else will do it. And the result is that often no one does it. Now I've got some strategies for how you might be able to increase safety in your personal world and increase safety for others in the world as well. And my first tip is to just practice the art of noticing. Notice the places that you go, notice the people that you interact with, notice the street that you live in, notice the workplace, the school, the learning establishment, the church or, you know, place of worship, and notice what the potential risks might be. The more eyes we have on situations, the more likely we are to be able to spot and manage the potential risks that are there. If you do notice something, I'd encourage everyone, my second tip is to use your voice. The government message that if you see something, say something is an important one at its core. I think it's really, really important that we all take a step to make the world a safer place. Use your voice. Make the phone call. Make the comment. Jot something down. Send an email. Ask the question. My third tip is to support others. If you know that something is occurring, whatever you can do to try and assist and support someone to help them stay safe is really, really important. Whatever you can do to not contribute or to counter-argue something that may be a safety issue, particularly online, is really, really important as well. My last tip, and this is almost a strange one I find to have to say, know your neighbours. Some studies have shown that it's actually nowadays can be, particularly in urban environments, can be quite rare for people to even know the name and the occupation and something about the person that they may even share a communal wall, a communal landing, a communal hallway, lift, car park with. And I think that's a really dangerous thing in our community. If we don't know our neighbours, if we're not connected to them, then there are inherent risks associated with that. Obviously, knowing your neighbours, being connected to the community in which you live and where you live, actually not only increases community safety, but can actually increase your own sense of physical and emotional and mental well-being as well as guard against both physical and mental health-related issues. So when neighbours become good friends, we're all safe this week with Mind Games.